Welcome to your Simplero Help Guide. I'm going to be walking you through the product catalog area within Simplero. So when you go to the product section in your left side toolbar, you'll have the catalog area here. Within this, you'll see a list of all of your products, anything that is currently listed, your unlisted products, and any products that are closed. From here, you can add product categories if you'd like, simply by clicking the Add button, typing in the name of the category, and saying OK, and then those will show up over here. Now, when you're ready to list a product, you're going to go over to this section here and you're going to look at your unlisted products. Unlisted products are products that are available for sale, but are only available if the person has the URL, meaning they are not currently showing up in your product catalog, but they are available for purchase. So to list them, you're going to locate the product that you want, make sure that your category is selected, and then you can select the list button. Now it will move to the top. So now listed products up here are going to be products that are available for sale for anyone who is able to get to your Simplero webpage, which I'm going to show you in 1 second. The third section down here is your closed products. So these are products that are neither available for sale or viewable to the public. So that means the difference between these two is that if you had a product that you wanted to only share with certain people, you could create that product as unlisted, and then they would need the URL in order to purchase. They wouldn't be able to stumble across the product. But a closed product, they wouldn't be able to access the order form even if they had the URL. It will tell them that the product is closed. So once you have placed your product in the right category, you want to make sure that a few things are set up in your product catalog. So we're going to go ahead and click on a product so I can show you those settings, and then I'll show you what the catalog looks like. So you're going to go into your product. You can go into the selling tab here, and again, you'll see the availability options of it being listed, unlisted, or closed. You can also set start dates and end dates of those sales parameters if you wanted to, so that they will automatically move within Simplero from a listed to closed or unlisted to closed area. The next thing you want to go ahead and do is make sure that you've got a catalog entry for your product. And then you want to make sure that you've got a short little summary here as well. So once you have completed all of those, and then you're going to scroll down to the catalog page here. And then this is where you're going to see some more copy information that's going to show up on the catalog page before they purchase. So you want to make sure that you load your header image, and then you can upload a product image as well. So save those changes. And then we're going to head back to our catalog tab here, and we're going to click on View Catalog. Now you can see it's going to show you a list of all my products. This is product one, which we've listed. This is where that catalog entry is going to show up. So again, that is found over here on the selling page. If you scroll down right here where it says catalog entry, you're going to see that here. It's going to tell you the simple price that I've set up, which is found within the product in the prices tab. Right here, the simple price. And then it gives you the option to read more. When I click on read more, it's going to take you to the catalog page, which you can see that text that I typed here. Again, that's going to be viewable here in the selling tab of your product. right here. And then it's going to give your price options. Anything that you have set up as viewable where the simple price is exist. So it gives the simple price and the installment price there. Then your customer is able to hit buy now. And it would take them to the order form. So this image right here is going to be the image that we saw back in our selling tab. It's the product image that you see here. And this summary of the product that you see right here is this description that I had you type in as well. So that is where all of those fields coordinate to. You want to make sure that they are all filled out so that a product can be viewable in your product catalog. Now, keep in mind, if you have set up to not use the catalog page as your primary sales page, so right here, primary sales page, if you had selected an external page, instead of taking you to the product description when you click on read more, it's going to take you to that external sales page that you have set up wherever. And then when someone hits the buy now button, it'll bring them back to the Simplero order form. Now going back over here, if we have multiple products listed in multiple categories, that's not a problem. They'll be able to look at the different categories, or they will be able to search by all. So let's refresh the catalog page. So now you can see we've got two different products here. And if I click on the catalog link at the top here, I can switch between all products or the different categories. And then I'll be able to view it. So that's an overview of your product catalog.